Hey, Chris here again with another fun fact from the Odyssey scrapbook. A Tongue of Fire was the first episode to feature Odyssey's shock jock, crying Brian Dern. Let's hear from actor Corey Burton about the inspiration behind this voice.
I know the inspiration to the way the character was written was it was supposed to be a Howard Stern. And I can't really do a good Howard Stern impression, mm-hmm. and plus I didn't feel that it was quite theatrical enough to be fun. And at the time, this fellow Tom Likas had been doing this shock jock kind of sensationalistic radio. So I used an awful lot of the Tom Likas voice.
What does he sound like? I'm curious.
Well, he's very over the top. He projects the voice, long, dramatic pauses. And, you know, and he even talks that way when he's not on the air. I also tried to impart a certain humanity to the character as well. He's not all that bad as a person. Mm-hmm. He just, this is what he does, and he doesn't care what people think, and hey, he's on the radio, folks!
Since then, Odyssey's airwaves have never been safe from crying Brian Dern. Corey's just one of the talented people who make Adventures in Odyssey come to life.
I just look at the words and start yelling.
It's outrageous! Outrageous!